In India, over the past couple of months, there's been a series of violent attacks on minorities, especially Muslims. The attackers often accuse their victims of smuggling beef. Now, beef is illegal in many Indian states because cows are sacred to Hindus. Videos of these brutal beatings have gone viral on social media, but for the most part, the attackers are not being punished. NPR's Lauren Freyer went to northern India and brought back this story.
Mohammed Irshad perches on a plastic stool in the muddy courtyard of his small family farm north of New Delhi. Slowly, in fits and starts, he describes his father's murder 2 years ago. The family, who are Muslims, had been to a cattle fair. They were driving home in a truck, carrying four cows they had purchased, when a dozen strangers on motorcycles forced them off the road.
They pulled us out of the truck. They were yelling that they wanted to protect cows from us Muslims. I showed them the receipts for the cows we bought, but they tore them up and started beating us with hockey sticks. I suffered internal bleeding. My brother and I barely survived, and all of India saw what happened to our father.
All of India saw the fatal beating because the attackers themselves recorded video and posted it on social media. In the video, attackers praise Hindu gods as they punch 55-year-old Pellu Khan. His white tunic splattered with blood, the father of eight pleads for his life, calling his attackers brother. That video is how Khan's widow, Jaibuna, learned of her husband's death. She was at home waiting for him to return from the cattle fair.
A neighbor came and showed me the video, but then felt bad and ran away. People were saying, "Don't show her, this is her family." Everyone was panicking and I couldn't take it. I fainted.
Before he died, Khan described his attackers to police. Six men were arrested, but charges were later dropped. And instead, Khan himself was charged posthumously with cow smuggling. Police say he didn't have a permit to transport cows across state lines. Khan's two sons, who were with him that day, are awaiting trial and face up to 5 years in prison. It's like they're trying to erase us, Khan's widow Jaibuna says. Erase all of my people. Since a Hindu nationalist party won power in India 5 years ago, lynchings of minorities have surged. Human Rights Watch counted at least 44 murders over 3 years. Hundreds more have been injured. There have been very few prosecutions and hardly any public outrage.
How do you stay silent? How does a majority stay silent and witness something unless you believe that what's happening to them is the right thing?
Author Rana Ayub believes that India's Hindu majority tacitly supports not murder, but discrimination against Muslims. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has not denounced this violent strain of Hindu nationalism. It's fueling prejudices that date back to India's founding.
You know, there has been this friction between Hindus and Muslims since the partition of India, and many of them believe that Muslims should have gone to Pakistan. And if they stay here, then they should stay as second-class citizens.
A slogan has become part of these lynchings, Jai Shri Ram, which means praise Lord Ram, one of the Hindu gods. It used to be a mere prayer. Now it's a murder cry. Mobs chant this while they beat their victims. But it's also used by politicians.
Jai Shri Ram!
This summer, lawmakers from Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party taunted their Muslim colleagues with that slogan. There is a very small, fledgling movement of Indians, both Muslim and Hindu, fighting this. Up a dank stairway in a Mumbai events hall, activists have gathered for an anti-hate crimes convention.
It is the time now to join hands against this crime.
They call for brotherly love while police guard the entrance. Some here have been labeled anti-national, their loyalty to India called into question. Social scientist Vishnu Porutiyil compares the mood in India right now to the post-Civil War period in America, when many white people looked on as black people were lynched.
The similarities with the American lynchings of the late 19th century is striking, because it is almost like a spectacle. So people watch it, they video themselves, and they put it up on social media.
In donated office space in New Delhi, Jagisha Arora is fielding phone calls from victims.
Hello. Ji, namaskar, boliye. Uttar Pradesh mein kahan pe?
She works at a new hate crimes helpline created by volunteers. They've gotten 15,000 phone calls since launching last month.
One person called me and said, I'm at police station right now. Police is refusing to lodge a complaint and they are threatening us.
Aurora connects callers to free legal aid in 100 different Indian cities. But she also gets a different type of call from people who are angry that this helpline even exists.
And some people complain also, why are you spreading this?
So people call the helpline to complain, to accuse you?
Yeah, accuse me, the Muslims are bad, they do Allah.
Muhammad Hashim came face to face with people who think that. He's a long-distance truck driver and a Muslim. Last year, a mob of Hindus on motorbikes forced him off the road.
They dragged me out of the truck, accused me of transporting beef, and started beating me. I was actually transporting refrigerators, but I'm just the driver, and I'm not allowed to open the back of the truck. It was locked. They pulled on my beard and tried to force me to chant Jai Shri Ram. I thought, this is it. I'm going to die.
He woke up in a hospital bed instead with a broken leg and fractured vertebrae. He was bedridden for 6 months. But now Hashim has to get back on the road. He needs to provide for his 5 children.
My children say, don't worry about us, Daddy. We can stay poor. We'll eat less. We want you to be safe.
They're scared that next time, their father might not come home. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Haryana, India.